Hey everybody, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let's be real, we live in a world that throws a constant barrage of images and messages at us about what our bodies should look like. It's enough to make anyone feel a little, well, overstimulated. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Fostering positive body image and self-love. I know, it sounds a bit cliche, but trust me, this is more than just a fluffy topic. It's about reclaiming your power, feeling good in your own skin, and living a life that celebrates YOU, not some arbitrary standard. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? You scroll through social media and suddenly every image looks perfect. The bodies, the lifestyles, even their pets seem flawless. Let me tell you, behind those curated feeds is a whole lot of reality that doesn't always look so glamorous. So, how do we navigate this crazy world and cultivate self-love? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you tap out of negativity and embrace your awesome self. 1. Ditch the comparisons game. It's like comparing apples to oranges. Everyone is unique. Focus on your own journey. Celebrate your accomplishments, big and small. Remember, those social media pics often don't show the full story. There are good days and bad days for everyone. Don't let someone else's highlight reel define your reality. 2. Practice gratitude. This one might sound simple, but it's powerful. Take a moment each day to appreciate the amazing things about yourself. Your strengths, talents, quirks, even those adorable freckled knees you might have hidden away. 3. Surround yourself with positivity. You know that saying, birds of a feather flock together? It holds true here. Seek out friends and family who lift you up, who celebrate your individuality, and who encourage you to be your best self. Ditch the negative Nellies who constantly put you down or make you feel bad about yourself. 4. Move your body with joy. Exercise shouldn't feel like a chore. Find activities that you genuinely enjoy, dancing, hiking, swimming, even just taking a walk in nature. Focus on how movement makes you feel, strong, energized, alive. 5. Talk it out. If you're struggling with negative thoughts about your body or self-esteem, don't suffer in silence. Reach out to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or counselor. Sharing your feelings can be incredibly liberating and help you gain clarity and support. Let me tell you a quick story that illustrates this perfectly. I remember back in college, there was this girl, Sarah, who absolutely crushed it on the basketball court. She was tall, athletic, and could score like nobody's business. But off the court, she was constantly putting herself down, saying things like, "My arms are too muscular," or "I wish my legs were longer." I just couldn't wrap my head around it. This amazing athlete with so much talent was letting these negative thoughts define her. One day, I finally sat her down and said, "Sarah, you're incredible. Stop comparing yourself to others and celebrate your unique strengths." It took some time, but eventually, Sarah started to see herself through a new lens, one that embraced her athleticism, her confidence, and her genuine awesomeness. She learned to tap into her inner strength and shine bright, both on and off the court. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, just as you are. Ditch those self-deprecating thoughts and start celebrating your incredible self. Take action today. Write down 3 things you love about yourself. Move your body in a way that feels good. Or reach out to someone who supports your journey. You got this. Remember, we're all in this together. Keep tuning in to Tap Out of Overstimulation. For more tips and tricks on navigating the crazy world and living your best life. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.